Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord.
Wait a minute, some hand. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you out there in radio land. We've been having problems with the phone, amen. But it's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio again with the saints of God. Amen. I love each and every one of you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for another day. Thank you, God, on life, health, and strength. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning. Closing our right, man, activities of our limbs. God, we thank you. God bless someone, save someone on today, God. Deliverance set free today, God. God, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. God, we say thank you for giving your only begotten son, Jesus, who died on the cross for us. Lord, we thank you. In the prayers, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, God. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, and be glad. I'm not going back, I'm going to back. And be glad in him. Yeah. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We're supposed to have a guest speaker today with husband Prophet Vaughn from the Naked Truth Ministry. Amen. But somehow our lines and times have got crossed up. So Prophet Lassiter is still on the line. Hallelujah. And we're still talking about the love of Jesus. Yes, the love of Jesus. And we know through the word of God, everywhere we look, everywhere we go, you're going to find something out about how much God loves us and how much Jesus loves us, huh? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We are going to talk today a little bit again on how much God loves us. We know that John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whoever believes shall not perish, huh, but have everlasting life. See, this is the new birth, which was of Jesus. And see, and then he turned around and he said again, he said, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. What greater love can a father have that he would sacrifice his only begotten son? Now, you still got to remember Jesus was the Word. What are you saying, Prophet? See, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was with God, and the Word is God. And what God did, God spoke the Word, and the Word became flesh. Now, look at this. After he spoke the word, the word didn't just pop flesh right then. The word came through 42 generations into the womb of a virgin named Mary. So Mary carried the word in her womb. Then after the word was born, his ministry started at the age of 12. But see, when Jesus got here, he came to serve the people, and he came to do the will of his Father. God sent him here so that we may have the right to the tree of life. We have hang-ups, disappointment, habits, addiction. We have so many different types of people in the world that have so many different addictions. But we are saved and sanctified Holy Ghost filled folks. We are so holy that we are no earthly good. Because the only addiction that we see is a drug addiction. And we'll sit back and want to judge evil. There are more addictions than drugs. You got sex addiction. You got video games. Your kids right now sitting out playing on the videos. They are addicted. But what did God do? God sent his son Jesus to help us all with our different types of addiction. The Bible said, love and kindness have I drawn thee. See, God loved us so much he gave Jesus, huh? And Jesus loved us so much that he showed us his love and his kindness for us to come to him. He didn't sit back like the big apostles and the big preachers and the big prophets and the big Indian chiefs and the judging people, throwing rocks and hiding your hand, because we all live in glass houses. How do you know we all, what are you talking about, Papa, that we all live in glass houses? There's nothing you can do that God don't see. You might can hide from man, but you can't hide from God none of the time. Because God loved us so much, he made man and created woman from man's rib. That's how much he loved us. Jesus came to fulfill the law, not change the law. He came to do the will of God and serve man. What are you saying? The will of God was, son, I need you to save these. I need you to go through what you go through. And he loved God so much, and Jesus loved us so much, so he served us. How do you know Jesus loved me? How do I know Jesus loved us? He let them pull his beards out of his face. They spit on him. They whipped him. They put thorns on his head for a crown. They mocked him. They talked about him. God for the haters. Because if it wasn't for the haters, he might not have got to the cross. I'm explaining that to you on Monday. Amen. Thank God for haters. But Jesus loved us so much, and his own people betrayed him. He went to the cross for us. They had everything they needed. When Jesus was born, he was born into the house of David, the Lion of Judea, to the Jews. And they didn't want to hear nothing. And God said, I tell you what, those Gentiles down there would love to receive me and have me. Why do you say that? Probably because back in the old days, you had to buy incense and turtle doves and things to bring to the altar, to give to the priest, so the priest can send up prayers for our forgiveness. But the Gentiles were so uneducated and was so low and didn't have nothing. They didn't think that we was good enough to be taught about God. So what God did, he said, I tell you what, those are the ones I can use. Because those are the ones that don't have nothing. And everything I give them, they're going to appreciate it. When I show them my love, they're going to accept it. They're going to give me something in return. I'm going to show them my love, and they're going to love me back. So Jesus came from among the Jews and the kings and the queens and the princes and the money hungers and came down to a stable and was born. Jesus came to the lower part of the earth for the Gentiles. And he taught us how to love. He taught us what love was about. He taught us how what we must do to follow him back to glory. It seems hard sometimes, but it's not. Because every trial, there's a test. And if you fail that test, you got to go through a harder one next time. Jesus went through all of that so that we may live. We say, well, he went through all of that. Then I can do what I'm doing and make it in. But still, there's a job you got to do. There's a work you got to do to make it in. We got to be saved and sanctified and Holy Ghost filled. Why? Because the word of God says, without holiness, no man shall see God. Then he turned around and says, a liar and a thief I will not let carry in my sight. See, they say when we're dead, we're done, but when we're dead, it just begins. Because I ask myself, Providence Life, if you were to die right now, where would you spend eternity? In heaven with God and the angels, or in hell with the devil and his demons? See, if I live a wrongful life and I die in my sin, I got to go to hell, which is the grave. But the thing is, after the grave comes the judgment, which is the lake of fire. It's my choice of what I want to do with my life. But see, the thing is, we all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. A lot of us know the word of God, but we are not living it. We can teach the word of God, but we are not living it. But it's our choice if we love. Jesus loved us so much to give his life. So what do we owe God in return? A clean life. The word of God said, love one another as I have loved you. Do unto others as you have them do unto you. If my head hurts, I would love for you to give me a Tylenol. Or I would love for you to pray for me. I would love for you to give me something to eat. I would love for you to say something nice to me. If these are the things that I desire, then those are the same things I have to give you. Love is not a talk game. Love is a show thing. I don't care if I tell you all day long, I love you, and never show it, you don't believe it. But God said, I love you. He didn't just tell us he loved us, he showed us. And then Jesus says, no one can get to God unless you come through me. You can't get to my Father unless you come through me. Now remember, when Jesus died, he went in the grave. And when he went in the grave, let me show you how much he loved us. He took that devil and he changed him down. And took away and brought the key with him. Locked them down, took away the sting of death. Hell was not built for man. Hell wasn't even built for the angels that was kicked out of heaven. You know why? Because if it was, he would have locked them in hell with the devil. But he gave them a chance to repent. What are you talking about, prophet? The 28th chapter of Ezekiel tells you that Lucifer was solid gold. Every ruby, diamond, emerald, every stone on the face of this earth, he was dressed in. And they was looking at his beauty. See, they couldn't see God because God was a spirit. But they could see Lucifer. What caused Lucifer to get kicked out of heaven? He didn't try to fight Jesus. He didn't try to look into the book of life the way preachers say it is. That's a lie from hell. The 28th chapter of Ezekiel say he got stuck on his beauty. He was the most beautiful thing ever was made and created by God. He had a voice. He had everything. And God still loved him. The angels couldn't kick him out of heaven. Michael and Gabriel couldn't do nothing. What made the enemy get kicked out of heaven? He got stuck up on his beauty. Look at me, I know I'm fine. And even though when God kicked him out, God still loved him. He let him wander around here on earth. Stopped by and asked him a question one day. Hey, second chapter of Job. He said, hey, boy, what you doing? He said, I'm running to and fro to see who I can devour. Huh? What do that mean? You let me down here on earth? You didn't destroy me, so I'm trying to see who I can take from you. So God had to send Jesus so that we could be redeemed. Because the devil was running wild, and man rather believed evil than good. So when Jesus came, he locked them up. And Jesus came back with all power. God gave him all power in heaven and in earth. He says, I put you in my Father's hand, but I got charge over thee. No man can pluck you out of the Father's hand. My Father is, before I teach out to St. John, says, I am my Father is the husband and I am the vine. He also comes back and say, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And that is the ultimate promise of God. That's one promise that shall never be broke. That's one promise that he will not change his mind. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. God, that I was a Gentile. Because people learn, we learn how to love God. We wasn't so high and mighty that you couldn't tell him that. He didn't stay in the council with the kings and the queens and the prince. He didn't sit to the table where he could eat steaks and collard greens and another thing, saints of God. Don't go in the enemy camp. If you go in the enemy camp, he's going to beat you down. What are you talking about, Prophet Elisha? If you open your Bible from front to back, you never seen Jesus go in the enemy camp. Nowhere. Everywhere Jesus started walking, the devil always run up to him. Master, he said, what's wrong with you? What's your name? I'm Legions. He cast them out and went into the pig and ran overboard. Even when the ruler's daughter was dead, he came to Jesus and fell on his face and started worshiping him. He said, just speak the word. He was walking through, and the woman with the issue of blood ran behind and touched the hem of his garment. Sickness and diseases come from the enemy. Even when the blind man was in the crowd, and everything you get from God, you have to work for it. If you listen to all the things, Jesus never went on the enemy territory, but the enemy always came to him. And but when by coming to him, they worked for their deliverance. You have to work for your deliverance. Fasting and praying is a job. Why? Because the enemy is always throwing temptation. It's a job. But most of all, we already know that Jesus loves us. we have to love one another. How can we say we love God and we don't even love our brothers and sisters who we see every day? That's a problem in the house. We stand up in the pulpit, standing between the four walls, pointing fingers. If you ain't saved, if you. Stop using that word you say from God. The Bible says we all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. This is not a you thing. This is a we thing. Go in the hedges and the highways and the byways and compare other people to love and kindness have I gone these. Judge people. The Bible said go into the hedges and the highway. How do you draw people to God? You don't tell them, oh, you drugging, oh, you drinking, oh, you cussing, oh, you men adultery, you committing fornication, you doing this and you doing that, you on your way to hell. That's not how you draw people to God. You go out there and say, you know what? I know a man that gave his son for us. His son's name was Jesus, and he died for us because he loved us. Jesus can help us do all things. Jesus loves you. Jesus saved, sanctified, and the Holy Ghost speaks. The only thing I want to leave with you, my brothers and my sisters, if you were to die tonight, where would you spend eternity? In hell with the devil and his demons? Or in heaven with God and his angels? That's all you need to leave a person. Now put your arms around and say, I love you, but Jesus loves you better. And keep walking. Don't sit there trying to beat nobody down. Just because you're an apostle, a pastor, a bishop, and a preacher, you got fault. We all got faults. I might be walking down the street and look at your blue shoes and green hat and purple pocketbook. And laugh because you look like a clown. Let's be real. I'm going to laugh. And when I laugh, I just sin. Huh? When I'm home and I know somebody across the yard is sick, body racking with pain, and I don't go over there and pray for them, I just sin against God. So we all got sin. Ain't nobody perfect. We know that God loved us, Jesus loved us, so we got to, he says, you have to love each other. So don't say we love Jesus and don't love our fellow brothers and sisters. Remember that. Backbiting, two-faced up and gossiping, lying and a thief, you on your way to hell. We all are on our way to hell. Grinning and throwing rocks and hiding our hate. Be alive. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Y'all know Providence Lassiter is not a singer, but I'm going to leave a little bit of this song here with you. And just remember, if you die today or tomorrow, where would you spend eternity? But this is one thing Providence Lassiter don't want to do. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go to hell. Why? Hell is hot. Hell is wide, and hell ain't got no water inside. I don't want to go to hell. I don't need no sweet thing, driving no fancy car. I don't need no silver or gold, because I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go to hell. Why? Hell is hot. Hell is wide, and hell ain't got no water inside. One way in and no way out. I don't want to go to hell. I don't need your reefer. Your cigarettes crack cocaine. Because I don't want to go to hell. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And believe me, Providence Lassiter, is in the same boat everybody else is in, trying to get it right day by day. Do what Proverbs asks us to do. Don't throw stones and hide your hand. Because, man, who can cast the first stone then without sin? And we all have sin and came short of the glory of God. And that's the word of God. God bless you. God bless you. See you on Monday, 6 o'clock, on a word from God. God bless you.